Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Long moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Long scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Buzzard reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buzzard moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buzzard scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Dark moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mel Roach pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Gigi now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Torre reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buzzard moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buzzard scores. There goes Taylor trying to get to home. Covington throws the ball into Crandall, who tags Taylor for the out. It's 7-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Gigi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gigi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-2 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive towards first. Torre reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Covington for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Buzzard bunts towards the mound. Gigi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Gigi fields it and throws to first for the out. Buzzard moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buzzard scores. Dark moves to second. It's 8-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Walls reaches third base with a triple. Dark scores. It's 9-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Cubs. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Bob Gigi. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-3 in the game. Wise bunts and there's an error on the play. Bill Henry now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wise moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Wise scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Cubs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-3 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Torre hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Hartman now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton strikes out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Logan strikes out. Two outs. Stan Lopata pinch hits for Bob Hartman. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-4 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-4 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Milwaukee Braves, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.